Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's transition to some major news that we've got in the NBA. We'll get to Chris Paul momentarily. That is the not as pressing as the other piece of news which we're going to do.
Yep.
Right now, Kawhi Leonard. Ken, you brought this up yesterday. This maybe Kawhi might be hurt based on what we saw at the end of game number four, yeah, like not finishing the game, grimacing, yeah. At least a possibility. Well, it turns out that... Ken Stradamus, Nostra Barkley is sure. Accurate. So knee sprain per Woj, per Shams, possible ACL per Shams, out indefinitely is what we've got for Kawhi Leonard, and definitely out for tonight until we get the tweets that, like, actually he's going to give it a go in pregame warmups. Then he scores 50 and the Clippers win. But for now, Kawhi is out, and it's a shame that I have to say for now after the Harden debacle earlier this week. But the expectation is no Kawhi Leonard tonight. He's actually been referred to as out and might not play the rest of the series. We've seen the number for tonight spike up to 7. Yep. We'll leave that to the power hour, the game analysis for tonight. The series price now, Utah minus 360, Clippers plus 275. I bought out of all my Clippers positions earlier today. Thank God I got that before everything got pulled down here. What are you doing right now with the Clippers, the series? Any series bets to be made now with Kawhi Leonard looking unlikely to play for the duration?
I don't think so, only because I would make Utah a monster favorite now too. Mike Conley had a bunch of quotes today too, that he had a setback. He was trying to play in the series, but that, I mean, he used the word setback. It seems very unlikely that we're going to see him if he's using that word and describing how he hasn't returned to the series yet. So it's no Conley the rest of the way, and it's no Kawhi the rest of the way a lot of the time. Yeah, then the Jazz should be a really big favorite. They're going to be a huge favorite at home in game 5. Game 6 is probably their small favorite on the road with no Kawhi. Maybe I'd make them 2.5 in the game. 3. But 3 makes a lot of sense probably if it's no Kawhi Leonard in the game. We can see how tonight's game plays out, and that line could adjust as well. So I make the Jazz a huge favorite too. I think that's justifiable. The interesting thing is, I really hope people listened yesterday to the show, because I talked about how I took the opportunity to buy out of a bunch of the, and you mentioned you got to it this morning, and I know a lot of people scrambled really to try to do some of it. But even yesterday, I'm just like, we have to be taking this postseason literally 24 hours at a time. You just can't be betting crazy far in the future now that we're in the middle of it, because you understand what happens. And with the Kawhi news, there's going to be a rush to talk about who becomes valuable, right? And we can do Chris Paul as part of this conversation too. We can do that specifically next. But with any player news, it's going to be now that team's going to win. Well, now that team becomes more valuable. Keep in mind the fact that just because the injuries have already occurred to some teams and those players are out, doesn't mean that they're not also going to occur to the teams that you likely want to bet on. So the teams, in talking to a lot of people, I just asked them a really simple question. If all the people who are out right now continue to be out, so that's Kawhi, I didn't even include Chris Paul, but we can put them in. Let's say that's Kawhi, Chris Paul, Kyrie, let's say Harden looks like this. All these things are true. Who is the best team remaining in the tournament right now? Who is the best team? And everybody was like, well, Utah and then Philly. And I go, oh, okay, so Utah, whose best player is getting worse by the day because of an ankle injury, and Philly, whose best player's meniscus is hanging by a thread.
Taking
at any
time
moment.
Bomb.
Right. So the idea of well, now I got to go bet Utah to win the title. Or now I got to go bet Philly to win the title, because now they're going to win as a result of this. Think about what the story of the postseason has been.
It's going to be great when the Hawks win the championship, isn't
incredibly
it?
Incredibly destructive player injuries. Well, I'll be honest, if the Nets can get by this series, this version of the Durant Nets they're has now gained on everyone. It's now gained on everyone else. They spotted everyone terrible injuries, and everybody caught up to them again. Like, all we need is Embiid to fall apart, and then they're back in business. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So just debilitating injuries have been the story of the postseason. Like, don't assume that because ones have already happened to the teams that you're like, oh, well, now I got to go to these new teams. Like, no, they have debilitating injuries potentially on the horizon as well. I actually think it's really likely Embiid misses one of the next three games based on what we've seen. I mean, we have to wait on his status for tonight. I hope we get word before we do bets for the show. I actually think it's a reasonable assumption he will not play one of the next few games. Just seems likely based on what we've seen. And Donovan Mitchell, we've seen the reports about that too. So I wouldn't let this drive you to bet other long-term futures. Like, that's thinking about it the wrong way. I wouldn't be betting anything long-term right now at all. I'd be going literally game to game. What is happening tonight? What is the news on the players that are playing tonight? Are there valuable bets to be made, whether prop, side, total, on the games tonight? And I would literally do it like that, unless the series is already like game six, game seven, or something that far along where we're talking 2 days in the future, or 1 day in the future.
You bet BetQL Audio Network. Costos Barkley running through some of this insane NBA news on a Wednesday. If Kawhi Leonard does not return for this series for the Clippers in any of the final three games, potentially against the Utah Jazz, are the Clippers donezo? Can they win the series without Kawhi Leonard? We can leave the handicap of tonight's game for the Power Hour. Can they win the series without Kawhi if he's not going to play at all?
Yeah, because Donovan Mitchell could get hurt, and it's actually kind of likely that
this is so insane, man.
It's like morbid, honestly. You're like, that's the wrong word, but it's like that. Depressing, honestly. Where it's like, well, what chance does that team have? Well, the other team's best player is also injured.
It's like the Hunger Games. Like, we need Paul George to volunteer his tribute so Kawhi can play. Like, that's what should be happening here.
What was the whistling? Like, burr, 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 burr.
like giving the hand signal is that the Dennis Everdeen did?
My wife made me watch all those movies. I forget what happened, but...
Can Joe Ingles take one for the team so that Donovan Mitchell can play? Right. Like, can this happen?
With Milwaukee, it's like...
Can Dwight Howard hit the brick so we can get Joel Embiid, please?
Well, the Bucks have got to be like... At the start of the postseason, the Bucks were like, how unlucky are we? DiVincenzo's hurt. And now they're like... How lucky are we, DiVincenzo? Like, it's unbelievable. I can't believe we're here. So yeah, I don't think there's a valuable bet to be made. Yeah, the Clippers have a small chance to win the series, but the market reflects that. The market makes Utah a big favorite. I would also make Utah a big favorite.
Chris Paul enters COVID protocols. Like, I'm pissed that I even have to utter that sentence. That's a thing that's still happening. I don't know whether he's been vaccinated or not. I guess we have to care about that because, like, it could affect, like, the amount of time that he has to remain in isolation. Could be as much as a 10 to 14 day absence. Western Conference Finals slated to start either Sunday or Tuesday. We've got no markets right now in the Western Conference Open. No title futures open because of this news. Well, I guess, you know, what do you think, Ken Barkley, of Chris Paul and COVID protocols?
Worth noting, like, Jalen Rose went on TV today and basically said, like, Chris Paul's been vaccinated. Like, that has happened. And I only bring this up because I would like to know when he's going to return if we ever get markets open again. Because if this is actually like a nothing burger, if it's like he's in protocol, but he's actually game one, he's going to play because, you know, he's been vaccinated or all these
things. That would be my guess. I could be wrong about that, but my guess is he plays one of the first two games of the series.
That's my guess too. And if that's true, like, think about everything I just said. Like, is Phoenix the favorite to win the title right now? They almost have to be. They're going to play Utah.
Until Devin Booker has to have, like, his right arm amputated, yeah.
Right. Well, I just play this out really quickly, right, based on all the news we just said the entire hour. Super likely Phoenix is going to end up drawing Utah, play at Utah. I like Phoenix in that series. We'll see what the price opens at. Probably, like, Utah a tiny favorite, something like that. So that's your Western Conference Finals. One of those teams going to the NBA Finals. Opposite side, Philly more likely than Atlanta to win, even though either team can win. Other series, you throw up your hands. Title favorite. Like, who is Utah, I guess, with their best player literally breaking down in front of us. Utah the favorite to win the NBA title right now? Wild stuff.
It really is. It's just insane. It is just
good content for the show.
Great, full hour
every day, 4 to 5.
And look, Power Hour. I am very excited to give our bets tonight in the Power Hour. I've got a ton of money. Them in the NBA. Just to wrap up the hour, Italy finishing off a 3-0 demolition of Switzerland. Oh, so man. The underlude, this is just, I got my ass handed to me in the Euro bets today. Ciro Immobile scoring the final goal.
Wow.
So he has now scored in each of the first two games for Italy in the Euro Cup. And that was the big knock on Italy. Can Immobile score? Can they get a striker to score? Immobile, 2 games, 2 goals. The Azzurri looking good, 2 games into the tournament. Hour one done, hour two for you on the other side. And we started with Joey Kanish, the gambling Twitter degen on the Euros and the NBA.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
It's time to start placing smarter bets.